Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin, city editor for the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm okay. After a long holiday weekend, we turned to a disturbing video of an Albany police officer apparently punching a woman during an incident Sunday night. I'm new to this story. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the Albany Police Department, the police chief told us last week that they're finishing up their investigation of an earlier incident this year where officers were caught on tape hitting people. And now they have a new one to look at. Video's making the rounds on Facebook. And it shows one Albany police officer punching a woman roughly 8 times as he and other officers try to pull her from her car. It happened Sunday night about 9 o'clock. The woman's car was stopped on the road near Grand Street and Madison Avenue. As I said, the video shows one of the officers striking the woman as others try to pull her from her car. There's a lot of questions left to be answered. Why the woman's car was on the street, why the cops were pulling her out of the car. She was charged with obstruction of governmental administration, resisting arrest, which are relatively minor charges. Spokesman for the Albany Police Department says an investigation is underway and they hope to learn more from the body camera footage that were recorded by the officers.
We're hearing now about another record-breaking season at Saratoga Racecourse.
You know, when they started the season this year, some questions about whether those 2 extra weeks were really going to make that much of a difference. It certainly looks like they did. The racecourse made a lot of dough for the New York Racing Association. As you know, our track closed Monday with the last races, and paid attendance hit a record of 1,056,000. It's the 5th straight year that the racecourse drew more than 1 million fans, and the amount bet on the races was also record-breaking by a lot. 705 million was wagered at the track, and the old record was 676 million, which was set in 2017.
And what's this about the return of the national anthem on WTEN, the ABC affiliated in Albany?
Yeah, I remember that. Night owls would occasionally see the national anthem played as programming was ending on TV many years ago, and Channel 10 announces that they're going to start their day's programming at 3:59 a.m. every day with the playing of the national anthem. WTEN is our local ABC affiliate. Nexstar stations, they own 171 stations across the country. They announced yesterday that they're going to start playing the Star Spangled Banner on all their channels. Just a canned national anthem. It's not like they're going to have a guest singer like at a sporting event or anything. But they're going to play it every morning, and there'll be flags waving as the national anthem's playing.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays with the morning headlines. Mike, thanks.
Thanks, Dave. I'll talk to you next week.